This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Before we get into some serious news, I have to ask this question, and it involves Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. But is it just me who doesn't give a crap about these two? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I respect them. I didn't watch any football during the season, but I watched the Super Bowl game. And Travis Kelce looked like any other player. He's probably a really great player. His team won the Super Bowl. People talk about him all the time. He's got a beard. You know, I mean, young stud, okay, fine. He's a football player, for goodness sakes. There's been many before him and many after him. I respect his athleticism. I respect his humanity. But that's about it. He could be my grandson. To be honest with you, well, my great-grandson, because I am by. That's a joke. I think he caught it. Anyway, I respect their crafts. But this fascination with this couple floors me. And I get they're the new Jay-Z and Beyonce of sports and entertainment. I don't know. You know, what are they? They the new Barack and Michelle Obama? What are they supposed to be? I feel like I'm watching some teeny bop TV show. Every time I turn on the TV, oh, well, is Travis and Kelce, are they for real? And is he going to say something? Is he going to propose after the Super Bowl? I mean, you can't read a news summary without one of them or actually both of them being in it. You just can't. You can't pick up any. I'm telling you, look at a news consolidation, and when you get to entertainment or sports, you don't even have to get there because they've transcended that. Now it's their politics. I'm waiting for Taylor Swift because from what I hear, she writes nothing but breakup songs. When she's mad about it in a relationship, she writes a song about it. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Then why'd you date him? The only reason why I know that's one of her songs is somebody, I turn on the radio and somebody made a comment about it. I didn't know who sang that song until then. And probably, I mean, I know the tune, and I think it's kind of, you know, it's a catchy little beat. But, that's it. It's entertainment. Anyway, she writes breakup songs. She broke up with, I'll forget the guy's name. I remember his songs. He wrote, Fathers, be good to your daughters. You know, whatever. John something. Anyway. She broke up with him, wrote a bunch of songs about him. And I don't know who her boyfriend's been, but that's the reputation she has. That I know her for, but I don't care about her politics. And the one thing I say is kind of like what I said about Halle Berry. Halle Berry's gone through some pretty, you know, some guys that a lot of women would go, you know, they would give body parts to be with. And she can't keep a man. So as much as I grew up absolutely idolizing the beauty of Halle Berry, I don't know that I'd want to be in a relationship with her. And I say the same of Taylor Swift. When is she going to write breakup songs about Travis Kelce? When you're treated as an authority on everything because you can sing or you can catch or run a football, I got to tell you, I lose interest. I lose interest in the people who give them more respect outside of their craft. If you want to respect their craft, I get it. And if they prove themselves to be an intellect in something else, which many of these people are, I'm not saying they're not, but prove it. You know, Taylor Swift breaks up with dudes. I've never seen a white paper or something written where I went, whoa, that Taylor Swift. Remember, there's a guy, I don't know if you remember this guy. They've written about him. I think he played professional baseball, but he was used as a spy. Years ago, I don't remember his name. That's as much as I remember about the story. But I know he spoke like four languages fluently. And he worked as a spy for the CIA or part of the government. Maybe the CIA didn't exist. And he was a professional baseball player. That guy I would listen to. You know, he brought intellect beyond the sport, and I'm sure they exist. I've heard athletes say things that I find profound, and some of them get ridiculed for it. You know, like not wanting to get vaccinated and giving a very sound reason. I heard a young black athlete, I don't remember his name, but I was like, wow, that dude is deep. These people, Travis and Kelsey, for all intents and purposes, at my age, they're kids with ideas that make no sense because here's the problem. They don't live in the real world. They live in a world of make-believe. And I'm not telling you they didn't work hard to get where they are, but they're spending a lot of time on their craft, not on life in general, nor do they have the life experiences for us to be looking at them going, well, let's see what Travis and Kelsey say. People are putting them with the Bidens and, you know, and I don't know. I guess they're politically left. It wouldn't surprise me. I know that girl that wrote I Kissed the Girl. What's her name? I don't remember her name either. I don't spend brain cells. I mean, I'd know it if you said it. But I don't spend brain cells on these people. Now, I'm going to say this. I do not cheer for the demise of their relationship. I don't. I wish them luck the way I would wish any young couple luck. But I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be mad if their relationship went down just because of the hoopla over it. Can't you have a relationship? I mean, the idea that these people seem to celebrate these and I get that they are big, you know, they're big names in their fields, and there are people that are going to want to know. The teeny bop generation wants to know who Taylor Swift's dating. I don't think most of the guys that follow Kelsey give a crap who he dates. But if it's made into that, that's fine. I get the paparazzi aspect of it. But I like the people that go, I want to be private about my relationship. I'm not telling you one way or the other. I'm just saying I respect people that go, my relationship is not for your review. My craft is. The only problem with them breaking up is it would dominate the news cycle worse than this. Here's my bigger point, though. Aren't ordinary people interesting? I mean, we give a lot of credit to these people, and I am always in awe of what it takes to get to a certain level. But I'm going to tell you something about you. You, the ordinary person, getting up every day, doing what you do. I know you think your life is not that big of a deal. There's nothing to idolize it. One person can sing your butt off, and the other one can catch a football and throw a few blocks. But that doesn't make them any more special than you. I remember when I wrote my first book, I wondered, why would anybody want to read this book? And then I read it as a consumer, and I got it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card, and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In keeping with the theme of entertainment, I think we have a solution to get rid of homelessness and urban blight in California cities. Either you invite Chinese dignitaries, or you make a Hollywood movie. This story comes from Breitbart, and it's the city of Sacramento, California, is taking heat after clearing out all homeless people from a downtown park area ahead of its use for the filming of an upcoming Leo DiCaprio movie. Look at that Leo DiCaprio making a difference. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Lots of changes coming to what we're doing, and I'm excited about it. I really am. And we'll make announcements as they come along. New sponsors for the show, one that I'll be talking about that my family started using. We had the products mailed to us. It's phenomenal stuff. So we'll talk about that here in a bit. Once everything is set up, I'm not going to do it beforehand. And, of course, I'm very proud of our merch. I hope you go to shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. If you do read my articles, you'll see now that we have merch infused throughout. and it's popping up all the, and we've been doing that now for about a month, but now you'll see those articles and or what they call them, advertorials or whatever, but they're talking about the things that we've developed, and I'm very proud of that we've now automated that process. The people that are calling me now, thank you for becoming one of our 500 warriors. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you. I have personally tried to call or will be calling you to thank you for that, because you're important. And I left off the last segment talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and our fascination with these so-called famous people. And I know their lives are, you know, for what we want out of life, their lives are, they seem fascinating, and they talk about hanging out with each other and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, if you hang out with ordinary folks and you find out their stories, I'll give you a perfect example. We have some friends in Indianapolis. Oh, my goodness. Dave and Sally. And we were at their home for the Indianapolis 500. We go there. We used to go there every year. And COVID interrupted it, and we haven't been back. But long story short, we were there, and Dave and Sally told the story about riding a mule, riding mules down the Grand Canyon. And I'm not kidding you. That is one of the funniest stories you'll ever hear. And I'm telling you this because I want you to remember, when you get with your friends and you guys have these little memories of things maybe you did as a child, or maybe what you did together in college and things like that, that's what Hollywood writes sitcoms about. That's what they make stories about. Your lives are the stories. And you don't need Hollywood to glamorize them. They're there. And if all you got to do is spend some time talking to one of your friends and finding out a little bit more detail about their lives, and you'll go, you did what? You served what? You were what? You will be shocked at what you learn about them and just exploring their lives. And it's better than anything you can get from the so-called entertainment industry, because that's how life is. You know, art imitates life is the saying, and it's true. Anyway, going back to this, so Hollyweird is in Sacramento, but they want to make a movie. And here's what the story goes on. The city started clearing out homeless people living in tents in the park after posting an intention to vacate notices around the park. This story was in the Sacramento Bee. City officials also placed bright green warning stickers on at least six tents, even as the area was still being drenched in massive rainstorms that battered the West Coast. This was last week. The warnings informed homeless people that they had 24 hours to vacate their areas in the park. Officials told that vacating campers that they could be sent to the Roseville Road shelter if they like. However, some homeless people claim that they were not told that they could relocate to the Roseville Road shelter when officials began posting the notices to vacate. And one of the homeless folks, Angie Baker, says, "It's terrible. We have nowhere to go. All our clothes and shoes are wet. We have no food." So while these people are rousting the homeless to make a movie for Leonardo, to clear it out for Leonardo, who I don't even have to say his last name, right? These people, they've been devastated. The rains, I mean, I heard about it. I talked to my brother, and he said, "Yeah, man, it's been crazy out there." She says, "We got to put everything in the cart." She became homeless 4 years ago. This particular lady, her name is Angie Baker. She says, "It's going to be heavy." He said, I guess Angie is a he. Oh, yeah, homeless man, Angie. Well, in California, you never know, right, with the pronouns and all that. So Crystal Sanchez, president of the Sacramento Homeless Union, slammed the city for deposing the homeless just to make this film. She says it's asinine in the midst of an atmospheric storm against federal laws and protections, unhoused people are being moved and placed in greater danger for Hollywood to roll footage in Sacramento. The city permit should not have been issued without appropriately placing individuals in shelter, as the city is aware of the homeless crisis in the area. Now, I go back to, remember when Gavin Newsom cleared out the homeless in San Francisco because President Xi was going to visit? And that's why I joked and said, you know, we figured out the solution. But here's what's interesting. Are they looking for a long-term solution? No. She goes, they say, the city is justifying the removal of the homeless by citing several ordinances that prohibit storing personal property on critical infrastructure and public property. The city also cites restrictions on setting up tents without a permit. It's incredible when you think about it. They aren't solving the problem. They aren't even trying to solve the problem. We did a thing. It's not even a joke. It said it's the 20-year anniversary of the 10th year. It's the 20-year anniversary of Gavin Newsom saying in 10 years they want to solve the homeless issue. So Gavin Newsom publicly states, in 10 years, we haven't done our job if we haven't solved the homeless. And it's the 10th anniversary. So they've had double the time. And what's the homeless situation? I think you know. Anyway, they said, the movie will be using several parts of the downtown area. We'll be filming car chases, gunfights, and even using helicopters for some scenes. Well, if it's going to show a cityscape, shouldn't it show the homeless? Hollywood should be asking to clean it up. The guns have blanks. I get you don't want people in the street. You're going to have chases and stuff like that. Block it off. I don't know the movie business to that degree. We don't make those kind of movies. We would do all that in special effects. But it doesn't seem to me like they, if you're going to show reality in the movie, show it all. Show a homeless people getting a person getting hit by the car. Make them extras. Let them make some money. I have an even better suggestion. How about you actually work on the homeless problem?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police investigating to figure out the motive behind the shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs victory parade. One person was killed and more than 20 wounded, including children. Officials are estimating about 1 million people were downtown at the time when those shots rang out around Union Station. The players were still on the steps when the chaos erupted. One of the alleged shooters was tackled by Chiefs fans. Two others were detained by police. The U.S. heading back to the moon. The Odysseus lunar lander, nicknamed Odie, launched in the wee hours of the morning to try and make the first touchdown of a U.S.-made spacecraft on the moon in 5 decades. It is set to land on the moon on February 22nd. Israeli special forces have entered Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis with credible intel that Hamas was holding hostages there. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I won't talk much about Nikki Haley, and there's a reason. She's a non-factor. She's trying to insert herself into the mix, and she's just, there's nothing to her. I prefer not to waste my time on insignificant things. In fact, we came off the Super Bowl. I watched the game, but I didn't talk much about it. It's a sport. It's a game. And there are people that were for one team or against others, and there were like people like me that really didn't have a dog in the fight. I didn't care. I watched it because it was one of these bonding moments I could have with my youngest son. These days, we don't get too many because he's 17 and going through quite a bit. Good kid, but, you know, making teenage mistakes. No big deal. Doesn't turn his homework in. Will do it, but won't turn his homework in. There's an example. I said that to a friend of mine. She laughed and goes, I have the same problem, you know, with her son. So it just is what it is. Back to Haley. She's a rhino plant. She's meant to take us off our eyes off the ball, a distraction. A uniparty minion, not worthy of our time. In a week or so, I don't know when all the primaries and stuff, but she will be non-existent politically. I did an interview on Newsmax the other day. I don't know if you caught it. First time I've been back on TV in a while. But I did an interview, and we were talking about Nikki Haley. I said she's the John Kasich of the party back when Trump was running in 2016. She wants to hang on hoping that Donald Trump will get arrested or go to prison. And think she's going to step in. She won't even step in then. Even if that happens, she wouldn't get it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I think of Nikki Haley, I remember a post that we made about James Comey. And it was one of the best pieces to help connect the dots between Comey and his relationship with the Clintons. And how he came to that tortured thing on Hillary Clinton where she's guilty, but I don't know her intent. He ran a protection racket for the Clinton family. And when you read this article, you get it. I was shocked. Did you know this? James Comey was one of the first, I think he was the first FBI director that had no law enforcement experience whatsoever. He was an attorney for Lockheed Martin, and Barack Obama appointed him to be the director of the FBI. People were like, it was incredible. Like, really? No law enforcement experience. Not a sheriff, not a constable, nothing. And when you go backwards and you look at everywhere Comey went, the Clintons had an issue. That's how he protected them. And we'll repost that article because it's such a great read. It's a long read, but it's a great read. So, but Haley reminds me of it because it's a cautionary tale of be careful who you elevate. In the case of Donald Trump, he took Hillary to Nikki Haley and he elevated her. Somebody said, oh, she's a good one to elevate. Did they really vet her? When Trump was in office, he could have fired Comey. He finally did, but it took a lot. And that's what the article is really about that we wrote. Trump did a strategic firing of Comey. I hope he's that circumspect when he's making his next series of choices. So getting all that because I want to talk about the demise of Joe Biden and what's happening now, because there are people that are finally helping to connect these dots. And that's why I predicted that Joe Biden would be gone by the end of this month. It's already started. Tell me this. When is the last time you've seen this much negative press on Joe Biden? Oh, sure, the Democrats are running around trying to act like his brain's okay. But when have you seen this much negative press in a single time where the White House press pool is asking, are you going to step aside? More and more articles about Joe's dementia. People talk, 86% of Americans say he shouldn't serve a second term. Really? And then you're going to give me polls to show him neck and neck with Trump or whatever? I don't believe it. Or Trump's only leading him by 5 points. Uh-uh. We aren't that stupid. So I predicted his demise. And I said Hunter Biden is in serious trouble. And that we're going to find that out at the end of the month. He goes to testify on the 28th. And then I told you Kamala Harris would take over as president and she would offer pardons to everybody in the food chain. Not just the Bidens, but to everybody. Strzok, McCabe, all of them. Because they need to inoculate themselves against a Donald Trump presidency. And I asked the other day, what do you think happens when Donald Trump gets back in? What does he dig into? If Donald Trump digs into all the people who went to take him down as part of Obama's Department of Justice and the legacy people that were in his administration, all those people are going to get lined up and Kamala Harris is going to pardon them all. Anyway, the House has subpoenaed those involved with the Biden crime family. And here's my question for you. Will the Republicans go for the jugular? They have a mountain of evidence against the Democrats. Do they have the guts to wear Kevin Jackson's merchandise? No. to go for the jugular against these Democrats? A report from Special Counsel John Durham concluded that the FBI had no legitimate reason to open an investigation on Donald Trump. You remember this? It used as a pretext for U.S. intelligence agencies and congressional Democrats, this idea of Trump colluding with the Russians, and they did it to hamstring the political opposition with a sham investigation, multiple investigations, and ultimately impeachment. They wanted to make Trump look like an illegitimate president. And now they use those same rules and try to make Trump, you know, trying to indict him on multiple bogus charges. Biden, they say, has continued to engage in global influence peddling schemes while serving in the U.S. Senate and at the White House. This is what now this new, and by the way, none of this is new. This has been going on for a long time. And what you notice about Democrats is they drag these things out to the point where you go, oh, just get over it already. But where are we? Will the Republicans now, and I don't have the answer to this, I suspect that if the political stars have aligned as I predict that they have, where the uniparty has finally said we're done with Joe Biden, I predict that the Republicans will come out with something new. Now, Bob Alinsky's come out and he says, yeah. He goes, Joe Biden met with Hunter's foreign corruption, you know, these foreign people that Hunter was doing all these business deals with multiple times. And I'm going to read this part. It says, investigators on the House Oversight Committee have discovered more than 20 shell companies that Biden used to funnel upwards of $20 million from foreign oligarchs to the Bidens in exchange for preferential policies. Tony Bobulinski even told lawmakers that Biden sold out to foreign actors who were seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. Now, we know Bobulinski existed. He's talked earlier. We know this. He was a whistleblower in 2020 trying to get the truth out. I don't think he had a political agenda. I think he was saying, you can't put this guy into office knowing that this is what he tried to do. Now, I will say this, looking at who all the Bidens did business with, it makes you got to take pause and ask yourself, is Bobulinski that credible? Because, and he is, I mean, in terms of his evidence, but they only did business with shady characters, if you ask me. Maybe Bobulinski was the one guy that went, this isn't passing the smell test. Because Devin Archer and others, they're in prison or under indictment. Most of the people involved with the Bidens are crooks. They're either under indictment, they're on a no-fly list, or, you know, they're on some crappy list that says don't do business with them. That was the makeup of the Biden crime family, which, by the way, is, if I were Republicans, that's one of the things I'd be asking, was did you do any legit business? He said Joe Biden was more than a participant. Now, look, I don't need to go into Bobulinski. I think it's old news. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If they do their jobs this time, and if I believe as I do that the political power structure, the one that we don't get to see, is ready to jettison the Bidens, I'm telling you, that's my underlying feeling for why I made the prediction that Joe Biden would not be around. At least he'll know he's gone at the end of this month. Now, I think those of you who are astute, who've been following my work and listening to me and wondering, Kevin, what do you think? You know, and questioning me, that's just fine. I think you're maybe starting to go, you know, I do see it now. I want to wrap this up by talking about the CIA's involvement. They wonder what role did they play in this whole farce and the Russian disinformation thing. I'm anxious to see the Republicans really go to battle for us over this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats know the Biden family are corrupt. Joe Biden hinted long ago that he was for sale, and he proved it. And Joe Biden had watched people all around him enrich themselves. And in fact, he learned from one of the best grifters, Barack Obama. Obama went from being a pauper to big pimping in a few short years. And now the Obamas walk in tall cotton, as we say in the vernacular. And soon after Obama and Biden left office, Joe decided to get in on the looting of America, using the U.S. taxpayers for his own good. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Please consider becoming one of my warriors. People that say, Kevin, we want to see you survive, 500 of you, giving us $20 a month so we can do the Lord's work. That's what we do. I'm not here for myself. If I was, I'd ask for a lot more money. That's for sure. Yeah, 10 grand a month ain't going to cut it for the kid. But anyway, for those of you who do help us out, And if we do get beyond that, it'll be great. I'd love to see us get beyond 500. But the point is, that's what we need for basics and to get this team paid and, you know, to keep the wheels on the wagon. While the Biden crime family exports will soon be revealed, folks, we're in a month where I keep telling you that it's come to Jesus for the Democrats. We will understand with certainty that others have benefited as well. The AP, Associated Press, reported that a top Biden official was accused of gifting lucrative contracts and high-paying government positions to many of her friends. Now, I know that comes as a shock to you, doesn't it? The culprit, you want to know who it was? You can look this up. Biden's head of the DEA, Ann Milgram. The Department of Justice Inspector General was probing Ann Milgram. Why? They believe Milgram awarded no-bid contracts to family and friends. Now, I remind you, Nikki Haley, she's in the defense business now, right? She graduates, or so-called, thinks she graduated from UN, being a UN ambassador for Trump. She gets out into the private sector. She's not making enough money, forms a consulting agency, and suddenly she's worth millions of dollars. All her problems have gone away. I'll make you a bet. Nikki Haley will be worth more after this election cycle than she was before. I'm not talking by a little bit either. I've given you some background on James Comey, Lockheed. These guys are a part of the military-industrial complex. And I'll tell you what, anytime you look at a leftist that's committing a crime, scratch a little bit beyond the surface, you'll find five other leftists that they've hooked up. They take care of each other. We come on here begging for buttermilk. Hey, you want to be one of my 500 warriors? Give us $20 a month. Let me tell you, the Democrats would have me so flush with cash, not always be at their beck and call, because as soon as I screwed up, they'd say, Kevin, we'll put you in prison where your daddy was. That's what will keep you in line. But they make it sweet, boy. If you like the good life, going to the party, saying the right things, and driving the fancy cars, getting your clothing made here and there, living a life that the average person can't even imagine. I mean, D.C., we call it Hollywood for the ugly. But let me tell you, those people live lavish lives at our expense. Let's get back to Milgram. Among the spending under scrutiny by the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General is $4.7 million for, quote, strategic planning and communication and other contracts that were used to hire people Milgram knew from her days as New Jersey's Attorney General and as a New York law professor at cost far exceeding pay for government officials. At least a dozen people have been hired under such contracts, including some in Milgram's inner circle, handling intelligence, data analytics, community outreach, and public relations, work often requiring security clearances and traditionally done by the DEA's own 9,000-person workforce. Now, here's what I'll bet you money. I'll bet you, if they really investigate far enough into this, you will find Biden fingerprints or DNA somewhere in it. Hunter can sniff out something like this. I mean, that crack made his nose good for corruption. The obvious in-your-face corruption, folks, should surprise nobody. Because that's how blatant leftists have become in their cheating. Milgram is hooking up her friends and family, giving them millions of taxpayer dollars in multiple areas. Intelligence, data, what data analytics are these people handling? Let me put it to you this way. It probably involves us. Community outreach, that's always a good one, isn't it? Public relations, sell us on the nonsense. Hey, anybody want to sell Bidenflation? Here's $2 million if you can sell Biden. Even if you can't sell Bidenflation, here's $2 million. Just give me mine. Also under scrutiny, they say, is a $1.4 million to a Washington law firm for a recent review of the DEA's scandal-plagued foreign operations that was widely criticized for giving short shrift to agent conduct and how to prevent it. This review was co-authored by Boyd Johnson, former right-hand man to one of Milgram's closest friends, Preet Bharara. If you remember him, he was a U.S. attorney in Manhattan. He landed at the firm of Wilmer Hale, even as the review was being conducted. So, I mean, these guys are scumbags and scoundrels, and they do this. But I will tell you, the incestuous nature of this is amazing. I would love to see the physical org chart of who knew who and where they knew them. These are people that went to college together. Their kids are in the same schools. It is so easy to figure this out, and yet, where's the justice? By the way, this story happened weeks ago. I've been wanting to talk about it. Months ago. Ask yourself, what's been done? Has anybody been prosecuted? Go look up Ann Milgram and see what's happened. Yeah. Scott Amy, who's the general counsel of the nonpartisan group called Project on Government Oversight, said, some of these deals look very swampy, noting that federal contracting is not intended to bypass the government hiring process, should be conducted with no preferential treatment and avoiding even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Contractors are prohibited from performing inherently governmental functions such as directing federal employees. Contracts should never be awarded on the basis of who you know. I did government contracting for years. I mean, I was a contractor to the government. And one time we wanted to do, it was a giveaway of golf clubs. And it was for all our clients. We were put in a pool, it was randomly picked because it had to be done on the up and up. So they followed all the rules, and a buyer from the government won. He worked for the VA. And I called him up and I said, hey, you a golfer? Because it was golf clubs. And he goes, well, I play a little. And I go, well, you might want to work on your game because you won the golf clubs. We had a drawing of all our clients completely at random. The computer picked your name. And he said to me, Kevin, he goes, I don't know the value of them, but he goes, we can't accept anything with a value over $25. And I went, seriously? I said, I'm giving him off. It was unsolicited. It was random, blah, blah, blah. He goes, you got to pick another winner. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. And they were nice clubs. These are like, $500 clubs 25 years, 30 years ago. And he goes, yeah, I really would love them. But he goes, I can't accept them. So there you go. The irony, folks, that the Biden administration was there to clean house. They were going to bring, civility or whatever back to the White House or something like that. Decency. I don't know why I keep forgetting that stripper's name. Decency to the White House. But here's what they wrote of Milgram. With a tough New Jersey bravado and data-driven moneyball approach to the war on drugs, the 52-year-old Milgram came to the DEA nearly 2 years ago with a mandate to clean house. But the Biden appointee quickly ruffled feathers by pushing out several career DEA officials she viewed as part of the cliquish culture that allowed misconduct to flourish. Instead, she favored the counsel of a new installed attorneys and data crunchers who work with her in an isolated part of the 12th floor of the DEA headquarters known as the bubble. Milgram has also made a point to show zero tolerance for sexual misconduct and racism in the ranks, warning agents that they may be fired for certain offenses, a departure from previous administrations. In other words, Milgram's job wasn't to rid America's streets of drugs. She was brought in to move the Me Too movement forward and deal with racism in the ranks of the DEA. How woke. But if you decide to funnel money to friends, well, she'll overlook that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.